Shoreline Classics, it's Roland Archer. We're on location at Just Like Moms in Southampton, and we're joined in person by Tony Sheard, who's a member of the Southampton Rotary Club. I have to say, welcome, Tony.
Good morning, guys. It's great to meet you in person. I just know your voices on the radio.
I know. I always feel the need to apologize for the disappointment that you encounter once you see us in person. Yeah, this is what we look like. Sorry about that.
Now, Tony, the reason I really wanted to have you on is you've made some pretty big announcements lately with the club. Now, we'll go right to it. First was the partnership with GC Houston in regards to their playground. Can you tell us really how that got started and kind of what all that entails?
Well, our club has a very long relationship with GC Houston, and we supported many programs there, and particularly literacy, and we run a science program there, and maths, and all sorts of things we've done with them. And recently, we were approached by parents from the school because some of their playground equipment got condemned. And unfortunately, the school board doesn't fund playground equipment. And play is an integral part of learning. And so they made a very compelling case to us. And because of our relationship with them, it was really a no-brainer for us to say, jump on board. And this year, our club is celebrating 85 years of service in Southampton. We were formed in 1938. And we were looking for a signature project. So what better to actually partner up with one of our old friends from, you know, at GC Houston and provide a great facility for the children. So we're going to dedicate the proceeds of our fund and eat portion of our auction. And our dinner auction is going to be held at the Walker House on Saturday, October the 28th. And we're hoping for a big turnout. And tickets are now on sale, $125 each, and contact any Southampton Rotary member and they'll be happy to sell you a ticket and come loaded with cash so you can bid and bid some more.
I can say firsthand too, the food at the Walker House in Southampton is incredible, so you are going to get an amazing meal and you'll be knowing that you're going to help eventually kids have a play structure.
Absolutely right. And our aim is to have all the funds raised or pledged certainly by the spring of next year. And so that the school board can go out to tender, get the thing, and then the new playground structure will be ready for the fall term in 2024. And the total cost of the project is around about $115,000. It may be a little bit more when they get the tenders in and things like that, but that's what they're estimating. And fortunately, the parents have already clubbed together, and between them and their school, they've already got $30,000. So surprisingly, we have to raise $85,000 in our 85th year. So it really gels together.
And then, Tony, I know another recent headline from the club was because Rotary doesn't just operate and help out locally, they also do internationally. You have Rotary work going on in, is it Guatemala, I believe?
Yeah, our club is a member of the Hand Up group of Rotary clubs in this area. And we are leading, on behalf of that group, a project in Guatemala, and it's to build 8 rainwater harvesting structures, which will collect rainwater into great big blue PVC tanks, and then the villagers can actually get the water. Now, currently, they walk around about a kilometre down a hill and collect the water in pails and barrels and things and walk it back up the hill. And so this will not it will mitigate some of that thing. They still have to do that some of the time, but we can only afford, and the project is valued at around about $40,000 US, so that's about $56,000 Canadian. And we received a big grant from the Rotary Foundation, and the Rotary Foundation is a very well-recognized humanitarian organization, so we applied for a grant, and because we're a Rotary club, we obviously have a chance to get money out, but we have to put matching funds in too. So we actually contributed approximately a third of that cost with the Hand Up group of clubs, including ourselves. So we do lots of things, and this is the third grant that our club has done in recent years. We did 2 in Cameroon, 1 for a water project and 1 for a maternal health project, and we hope that we'll do further projects in Guatemala. And what's fascinating is I have to liaise with my opposite number because we deal with a Rotary Club in Guatemala, and this is the Rotary Club of Wayway Tanega, And they obviously speak Spanish as their first language, and my Spanish is Zippo. So, I've learned to use WhatsApp and Google Translate really well. So we have, the great thing is we've got technology on our side, and, people worry about technology and artificial intelligence, things like that. But if you harness it correctly, it can be a great aid, and certainly it makes, it breaks down borders in this case, and we're able to help in a much needed cause. And it's amazing that, they survive on so little water. And we, we turn the tap on, we jump in the shower, but we don't realize what a precious commodity it is. And so we're just happy that we can help in a small way in this particular country.
It's amazing that this club here, the Southampton Club, you've got the projects abroad, you've got the playground project here at home that you're hoping to have ready for next school year. If someone is listening to this and they live in this community and they want to become a member, when do you guys meet, and how does the process go to join Rotary?
Well, there's not just our Rotary Club. There are many Rotary Clubs in the area. And what we suggest to people is that you can drop by any of the Rotary Clubs, find out what meets you, because we're all the same, but we're all different. We actually meet on a Wednesday evening, and we are fortunate that we have our own premises. We have what used to be the Scout Hall in Gray Street, Southampton, and now known as Rotary Hall. And so we meet there on a Wednesday evening, and we have a mix of speakers and business meetings where we plan some of the events that we're doing, and we have a lot of fun doing it, and that's the thing. But you get out of it what you put into it. And but we expect that people will, contribute around about 3 to 4 hours a month minimum. And as I say, but what we're really looking for, people who are passionate about doing good in the community and around the world. And if you have, bring your ideas to us, and we'll help you make them reality. And there's so many things needed, not just abroad, but in our own community. And we tend to think of Southampton and Saugeen Shores being a very wealthy and affluent community, but there is a part of Saugeen Shores which struggles, and we have to, remember that. And that people are a lot less fortunate than I am and you guys are. And, issues with things like the food bank and things like that. The demand at the food bank, for example, is growing. And we're just working on a project with them, for example, in partnership with the local Lions Club and the Saugeen Shores Rotary Club and the Port Elgin Rotary Club. And we are funding a new replacement van so that they can both deliver food to people in need, but also collect it as well. So, and that project is in, and the van is actually in the process of being acquired as we speak.
There you go. Well, I have to say, Tony, thank you very much for dropping by to provide some info and updates on the Southampton Rotary Club. Yeah. Anyone out there who hears this and thinks they might want to join, reach out to the club online, wherever you can, meet a member, and definitely. And also, don't forget, coming up, they do have the Saugeen Golf Club Senior Golf Tournament next year, which I'm sure the Southampton Rotary Club will play a part in.
Well, it's not really so much the Rotary Club, but with my other hats, I've been roped in to help them raise some money for that, too. The Saugeen Golf Club is thrilled to actually be the hosts for the 2024 Canadian Senior Amateur Men's Golf Championship. And like all these things, it's going to cost us a lot of money to stage this event, but we are very fortunate to be awarded the thing, because it's a fought over thing, and it only comes to Ontario about between every 6 and 8 years. So for us to be the host is a great accomplishment, but that comes at a cost. So we are seeking, this is the golf club now speaking, and I'm speaking on behalf of the golf club and the committee, we are looking for sponsors and funds to take us forward. So if you see me and some of my other friends from the golf club knocking on your door, That's the reason.
And of course, if you want to learn more about that that story, which was just announced on Monday, Roland did a piece on it. You can find it at shorelineclassicsfm.com. That's also where you'll find a copy of our interview today with Tony from Rotary. We'll post that up later this afternoon so you can find out more information about what the Southampton Rotary Club is up to and also more information about the Senior Golf Tour that's coming. Tony, thanks so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you joining us here on our tour.
Thank you so much. And just to your listeners out there, if you want to know any more about Rotary, everything Rotary in Southampton is on www.southamptonrotary.com.